The following program is sponsored by Mid-America Tax Advisory.
The opinions expressed on this radio show are based upon information considered reliable, although it should not be relied upon as such. Any statements or opinions are subject to change without notice. Information presented is for educational purposes only. Moreover, no listener should assume any discussions or information presented serves as the receipt of or a substitute for personalized advice or from any other investment professional and is not intended as an offer of solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Sound Income Strategies is not a law firm or accounting firm, and no portion of this radio presentation should be interpreted as legal, accounting, or tax advice. Information expressed does not take into account your specific situation or objectives and is not intended as recommendations appropriate for any individual. Listeners are encouraged to seek advice from a qualified tax, legal, or investment advisor to determine whether any information presented may be suitable for their specific situation.
Scalpel. Sponge. Retractor.
Wow, this is one messed up retirement.
Do you think you can save it?
Had they only listened to the retirement income doctor.
Welcome to today's Retirement Income Doctor with Mark Falter, founder of Mid-American Tax Advisory. Today, you'll hear some of the most important financial information and wealth-building techniques available anywhere. If you're in or near retirement, this program has been designed for you. And now, the Retirement Income Doctor, Mark Falter.
Well, welcome back to the Retirement Income Doctor radio show. This is Mark Falter coming back at you, as we do every week, and we are going to talk about a timely topic tonight, a topic that, you know, involves pretty much almost every age group, but especially the age group that is planning for retirement and in retirement now. We're going to talk today about the six strategies for restructuring your portfolio for safety and income. Six strategies for restructuring your portfolio for safety and income. You know, I visit with so many people during the week at my office, and time again, I see several different, what I like to refer to as red flags in their current portfolio. And I really enjoy counseling with people about this. And so many of them are so consistent in so many people's portfolios. I see time and time again. And I thought, you know, I don't see a lot of different things in a lot of different people's portfolios. We see hundreds and hundreds of people a year. We don't see hundreds and hundreds of different issues. We see about six or seven of them over and over again. And I thought to myself, you know, why not build a little segment here on the radio about those primary six areas that I see most often? And that's what we're going to talk about today. But today's show I'm really excited about for two reasons. Number one, we're going to talk about that. But number two, as I have said on a couple other weeks before, I'm feeling kind of generous today. I'm feeling like I really want to give back. We know we've been on the air for quite a few weeks now, months actually, and I really want to bring value to the loyal listeners that we have listened to us week after week after week, like so many of you do. And that being said, I really wanted to add value and give you guys something that I thought was a good takeaway, a book that I've recently come in contact with. This particular author, David Scranton, he wrote a book called Financial Insanity. We can actually order that one off of Amazon.com, but he wrote a sequel to it that I found is one of the best books I've ever read on income planning. The name of the book is The Return on Principle. Return on Principle, Seven Core Values to Help Protect Your Money in Good Times and Bad. Now, I said I was feeling generous. You're going to hear me refer to this several times during the show, and I don't do this every week, but I'm wanting to do this week. I want to give this book away to the first five callers that call in, because I really want to give you something of value that you can actually plan and study, and it's one of the books that I've found lines up with the core values that I have tried to practice in my practice. And I'll give you our toll-free number. You can give us a call, first five callers, 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. No cost, no obligation, free book, first five callers. Or, of course, you can check us out on the web. You'll be able to get our number off the website and give us a call that way. But our web address is www.retirementincomedoctor.com. But the best number to call us on is 800-611-1966. Now, I don't want to spend too much time on that because we only got a short period of time to talk today. And I want to talk about the six strategies in restructuring your portfolio for safety and income. Okay, strategy number one, reduce risk. Reducing risk. You know, I see so many people in their 60s and 70s and even later on in life that have so much risk in their portfolio. You know, I'm going to spend a little time talking about what I like to refer to as the historical trends of the market. You know, the market goes through very predictable and repeatable trends. If you go back to 1999, the market has gone through two major corrections, as we well remember. You know, and really, many people are in the market today because they want reward. I mean, what is risk equal? Risk equals reward. This is what our parents tell us, this is what we're in it for. Well, what we've been seeing since 1999, you know, if you'd have put $10,000 in the S&P 500 in 1999, today you'd have $12,500. And that's about a 25% growth. Sounds good on the surface. When you take 25% and divide it by 16, you know what you come up with? A whole lot of nothing. Now, here's the issue. We have been through trends like this before. Dave talks about these trends in his book, Predictable Repeatable Trends. From 1900 to 1920, we went through what they call a secular bear trend. Now, what many of these stock market-based brokers that you so often talk to would want you to believe is that this history is totally unpredictable. So 1900 through 1920, we went through a secular bear trend where it just went sideways. A lot of bulls, a lot of bears mixed in, went sideways. 1920 through 29, we went through a bull market. 1930 through 48, another secular bear trend. 1949 through 61, a major bull market. Then 62 through 81, it happened again. 82 through 99 was the best bull market we've ever seen in history. Then what did we have happen in year 2000? 2000 through 2016 has been flat, very much like it's done the last three times. Now, if you talk to your stock market-based broker, he's going to tell you to put more money in. Why? The market's been going up. It's been going up at a record pace since 2008. Well, I got news for you. The market's being held up by a lot of government money. Unfortunately, it's not because of good earnings reports and a good economy. It's held up with matchsticks right now. Now, what's going to happen when the market takes another dip? And typically, these trends have three or more dips. In fact, if we were to pull out of this trend that we've been in since 1999, there would be three Guinness Book of World Records set. It would be the first time we've ever done it in less than 20 years. Every other trend has been 20 years or more, or very close to 20 years. It would be the first time we've ever done it with only two corrections, and the first time we've ever done it without the price-to-earnings ratios across the indices, without them being in the single digits. So literally three Guinness Book of World Records set. And as I often say in my workshops that I conduct, really a fourth Guinness Book of World Record. Nothing's ever set three, you know? Now, if you're concerned about how much risk is in your portfolio, if you're hearing your broker tell you market's healthy, add more money in, put new money in, or if you've heard your broker in 2008 say, hang in there, it'll come back. And you're sick and tired of hearing that because what you're thinking in your mind is, will it come back in a time frame that I can do something about it? Give us a call. We can spend 10 to 15 minutes with you off the air, no cost, no obligation, and see if there's too much risk in your portfolio. Give you some insight on what you can do. Our toll-free number again is 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. You know, one of the things that is a primary concern of mine is that people do more than listen to this radio show. People actually take action and get some value out of this thing. Well, I'm going to put my money where my mouth is today, and that is something that I think I can get into your hands that will help you take action on how to know how to devise an income strategy as opposed to crossing your fingers and toes and hoping for growth. And that is for the first five callers that call in, I'm going to put in your hands a book that is bound to make it as a national bestseller on the New York Times bestsellers list. And that is a book titled Return on Principle. David Scranton talks about the exact principles I talk about week in and week out, the seven core values that help protect your money in good times and bad. So for the first five callers, toll free 800-611-1966, I'd be more than happy to put that into your hands. Again, 800-611-1966. Strategy number two. Well, let's talk about strategy number one before we leave that. Reduction of risk. Strategy number two. Okay, you've reduced the risk. You sold out. You've gone to cash. What the heck do you do? Well, you plan for income, not growth. And you think, well, that's kind of crazy. I need growth. Well, you've been trying to get growth since 1999, and what's it done for you? Look at your large cap growth fund since the year 2014. It stopped growing, hadn't it? Well, guess what? The Fed stopped their quantitative easing, their funding, their buyback of $82 billion a month in treasury notes in 2014, in October. Well, here's the thing. This is the whole gist behind this whole radio show. Plan for income, as I often say, a bird in the hand versus growth, which may or may not happen, one in the bush. Now, what are we talking about when we talk about income? Well, as you'll read in Dave's book, there's several different income plays. I mean, you've got a lot of different areas out there. I like to refer to them, since we've only got a short period of time, bond and bond type instruments. Now, I say bond type instruments. I'm not telling you sell everything and get into bonds. I'm telling you bond type instruments. A lot of things out there, preferred stock, corporate bonds, real estate investment trust, things of that nature that pay a consistent ongoing income. Because, you know, there's three inevitable things a person has to prep for. Number one, they have to prep for the death of a spouse, potentially. Number two, they have to prep for inflation and inflation pressures pressing against their income in the future. And number three, the day they set their active incomes aside. You know, I've had so many people come into my office and say, you know what, Mark, you've been telling me this for years, but it really is all about income. So the question I simply have for you is, how much actual income is your portfolio making? Are you hoping on growth? You know, it's like I often tell people, imagine if you had a $100,000 investment property. You could do one of two things with it. You could wait for the thing to grow to $106,000 and property values go up, which may or may not happen. Or stick a renter in there. Put a five-year lease on them. You're getting $6,000 a year every year. Now, which would you rather have? Potential growth, like many advisors talk about, these stock market-based guys that are convinced the market's going up. It's like they become market cheerleaders. You know, speaking of market cheerleaders, you know, have you ever seen watched a football game where the team is down, they're 7, the other team's 41, and the team's losing, there's a minute left on the clock, but the video camera will pan across the cheerleaders of the losing team. Well, guess what? They're still cheering. There's no chance of them winning. It's like these advisors out there. You can picture them with pom-poms in their hand, cheering that the market's got to go up. You understand, the market has to go up for their business model to float so they can continue to charge you 1 to 1.5% to have you in stocks and move it around and hopefully try to avoid this risk. So plan for income. Now, we're going to have to take a break here just for a few minutes. And when we come back, I'm going to talk about the other four strategies for restructuring your portfolio and planning for income. So hang on, don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Our team approach to service has helped us earn a reputation for caring about our clients, and we feel truly blessed that they have allowed us to be part of their lives. To schedule a free, no obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966. More with the Retirement Income Doctor is next.
If you are at or near retirement age, you'll soon have to pay taxes again on your IRAs and other tax-deferred savings accounts. Taxes on required minimum distributions can be a major financial burden unless you know how to protect yourself. Learn some simple strategies that could save you thousands. Sign up for a free educational workshop on required minimum distributions Tuesday, February 13th, 2 p.m. at the Gladstone Community Center. Learn what an RMD is, when to take it, how to calculate it, the taxation created by it, how it affects your taxes on Social Security, and the penalty for not taking your RMD on time in the right amount. It's a free educational workshop on required minimum distributions. Again, Tuesday, February 13th, 2 p.m. at the Gladstone Community Center. Reserve your seat today by calling 1-800-611-1966. That's 1-800-611-1966. Call today.
Have you recently changed jobs and now you have a 401k or other retirement account you don't want to risk in the market? You have worked too hard to leave your retirement to chance. Since you will probably start another retirement account at your new job, why not make sure nothing happens to your last one? Be confident of your plan. Don't leave anything to chance.
To schedule a free, no-obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966.
All right, well, welcome back to the Retirement Income Doctor Radio Show. Your host, Mark Falter. You know, before the break, we were talking about on this show today, six strategies for restructuring your portfolio for safety and income. You know, and right at the very beginning, and I don't want to spend a lot more time on this, right at the very beginning, I told you I was feeling a little generous today. I want to put something in your hands that will allow you to actually take what I'm saying and really study it and read it. And it's a book. It's a book I want to give away today. Free book. It's a book called Return on Principle, written by a guy by the name of Dave Scranton. Seven core values to help protect your money in good times and bad. It's going to give you some good information. I'm giving this book away to the first five callers. No cost, no obligation. Give us a call toll-free, 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. Now, before we took the break, we talked about the reduction of risk, the importance of the reduction of risk, how the market is way more predictable and repeatable than some of these brokers might tell you that are stock market-based traders. And we talked about the importance of structuring your portfolio for income. A bird in the hand versus growth may or may not come. Getting consistent monthly income. Now I want to talk about what I see happen a lot in people's portfolios, a lot in 401ks. Unfortunately, in many cases, you can't do anything about it in a 401k. But what do people try to do when they try to restructure for safety? They moved to bond funds. Now, many people don't know the difference between a bond and a bond fund. Now, I want to take a minute and cover that here. What the heck's the difference between a bond and a bond fund? Well, when you buy a bond, you have really a few things going for you. You got the price of the bond, you got the par value of the bond, which is what the bond will come back to at its maturity, the par value. You got the price, you've got a guaranteed interest rate, and you got a maturity date. So I'm going to just kind of draw a picture in your mind here for a minute. Say you pay $1,000 for a bond. The par value is $1,000. Well, let's just assume you're getting a 4% guaranteed interest rate and the maturity date is 10 years. So if you get 4%, you're going to get $40 a year every year. Now, if that bond price drops to $500, guess what your income still is? $40. If it goes to $1,100, guess what your income is? $40. Every quarter, you get $10, $40 a year. And if you hold on to the thing for 10 years, you're going to get your money back. You know, assuming you don't have company default, you just watch the bond, make sure it's good credit rated. But I see so many advisors and so many people that move from stock funds into bond funds thinking they're more safe. You understand that you've lost primary guarantee number one, the maturity date. You've lost primary guarantee number two, which is the guaranteed interest rate. The only thing you have going on here is price. And you don't have a maturity date that you can hold it until to get your money back. And guess what happens when the Fed takes interest rates up? Prices fall. So many, many people think they're getting into a more safe item by going into bond funds. And it's, yeah, you know, stock market takes another major dip like it did in 2008. You won't lose 50 or 60%, but you'll only lose 15 to 20%. Now, let me ask you, how good do you feel about losing 15 to 20%? Now, I don't know about you, but many of our clients, you know how much they want to lose? Nothing. And they definitely don't want to see their income stop. So many of these brokers are selling mutual funds, bond mutual funds, as though they're the answer to cancer. They're safe. Well, here's the deal. Picture this, if you would. Picture an airplane with holes in its wings. Big holes in its wings for the stock-based fund. Little holes in the wings for the bond-based fund. When they come down, they both come down. One just comes down faster than the other. Well, guess what? I don't want to be in either one of those airplanes. Now, if you're in a portfolio where you see your advisors suggesting you have 50% bond funds and 50% stock funds for more safety. Or you have these lifestyle funds that convert you more over to bonds than stocks as you get older. And you're curious what you can do about it, give us a call. We'll be more than happy to spend 10 to 15 minutes with you off the air, no cost, no obligation, and tell you some solutions. Again, our toll-free number is 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. I want to offer something to the first five callers that call in, and that is a book giveaway. Now, this book, written by a good friend of mine by the name of David Scranton, title of the book is Return on Principle, 7 Core Values to Help Protect Your Money in Good Times and Bad. So for the first five callers, I'd like to offer that book free of charge. Now, you can go on Amazon and pay $25 for it, just like I had to. Or you can give us a call. We'd be more than happy to put it in your hands for free. So, we have talked about of the 6 strategies for restructuring your portfolio for safety and income, 3 of the 6 strategies, reducing risk, planning for income, not growth. Growth is fickle. Income is consistent. Bonds, not bond funds. Well, let's talk about number 4. Sometimes people think, I want to make things more safe. I'm going to take my money and I'm going to put it in the bank. Well, what are the banks paying right now? About 0.000, you know? And here's the issue. Now, I commend you for getting it out of the market. Hey, 0 is better than negative 50. But here's the issue. You're sitting there in the bank. Inflation doesn't stop. What's inflation average over the last several years? Now, actually, over the last several years, it's been pretty flat. But over the long haul, inflation averages around 2 to 3%. Well, imagine this. You've got $100,000 sitting in the bank, 3% inflation working against it. It's like you're losing $3,000 a year. Well, let me ask you something. If I said to the first five callers, I'm going to have $250 every month on the first of the month between the hours of 9 and 10 a.m. on the first Monday of every month, $250 in crisp $10 bills ready at my office for you to pick up and spend. All you got to do is show up between 9 and 10 on the first Monday of every month. By the way, I'm not offering that. But if I did offer that, I guarantee there'd be a ton of you that would call and say, I want to be in the first five callers. I want that $250. Well, imagine this. You've got that money sitting in that bank. It's losing that every month due to inflation. So I commend you for moving it over there and making it more safe, better than losing money. But this is where the income strategy planning comes in. So talking again about these 6 strategies for restructuring your portfolio for safety and income really consist of 4 that we've covered so far. We're going to talk about 2 more after the break, and that is reduction of risk, planning for income, not growth, bonds, not bond funds, and too much money in the bank. So we're going to have to take another short break. But when we come back, we're going to talk about the 2 final areas of restructuring that portfolio. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
By taking into account worst-case scenarios and having a more conservative approach to planning, we have been truly blessed to help hundreds of seniors in the greater Kansas City and Topeka area working towards reaching their goals and values without changing their lifestyles. To schedule a free, no-obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966. More with the Retirement Income Doctor is next.
Thanks for listening to the Retirement Income Doctor, Mark Falter. And right now, we'd like to offer to you a free copy of the book, Return on Principle, the 7 core values on how to protect your money in good times and bad. Be one of the first 5 callers right now to receive your copy of this very powerful book, Return on Principle. So call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966 for Return on Principle, the 7 core values on how to protect your money in good times and bad.
The loss of a parent is difficult enough, but it can be made worse when grief is compounded by worry and confusion over the prospect of dealing with their financial affairs. That's why we've created a commissioned report, the Surviving Child Financial Checklist. A recent study from the National Center for Health Statistics suggests that over 30% of retired Americans need assistance in managing their finances and other legal affairs. And of that 30%, over half will make decisions or seek professional advice without their children present. With these startling statistics in mind, we've created a commissioned report, the Surviving Child Financial Checklist, and we're making it available exclusively to listeners of this radio program. For your free commissioned report, the Surviving Child Financial Checklist, call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966.
All right, welcome back to the Retirement Income Doctor Radio Show. Mark Falter coming back at you. And, you know, we're talking today about the 6 strategies for restructuring your portfolio for safety and income. And before the break, we talked about 4 out of the 6. We're going to cover 2 more right now. The 4 we talked about thus far was reduction of risk. We went through a little bit about the historical trends of the market, how the market is way more predictable and repeatable than what your broker would lead you on to believe. How this generational thinking, you know, back in the 1930s, the market went through a time frame that was like no other. Well, there were financial advisors back in the 40s, 50s, and 60s. They created a thing because they saw their clients not only lose money, they saw their clients jump out windows. They created a thing called the Rule of 100. The Rule of 100 says you take your age, minus it from 100, and that's the maximum you should ever have in the market. Well, in 1982 through 99, there was a whole different group of advisors were created then. They were taught by Wall Street to throw that rule away, have 100% of your money in the market, and tell you things like, hang in there, it'll come back, don't rock the boat, don't get out of the boat. You know, time in the market, not timing. How many times have you heard that? Well, let me tell you something I do believe. I do believe the market will average about 8% return over the long haul. I do believe it'll always come back. But the question is, if you're 25 years old, you can stop listening right now. That'll work for you. But what do you do if you're 65 or 70? Heck, I've seen 85-year-old people where the brokers told them to have 85, 90% of their money in the market. You don't have the time frame. So we talked about risk. We talked about planning for income, not growth. Income vehicles, bond and bond type instruments that pay you quarterly consistent income. We talked about the analogy of the investment property. If you went out and bought an investment property for $100,000, would you want to wait for it to grow to $106,000, or would you want to just put a renter in there, paying you $6,000 a year every single year? And then we talked about bonds instead of bond funds. Bond funds give you that little warm fuzzy, but are they really that much more safe? They're more safe technically than the stock market, but you still lose 20-30%. Heck, look at your bond fund. Pull it up on Google Finance. Look at it through 2008 and see how much it lost. Many cases, 20-30%. And then the final thing we talked about before the break was too much money in the bank. Too much money in the bank. Now, I commend you for putting it there. It's increasing the safety, but the problem is you're not making any money. And inflation just erodes it away. We talk about that $250 a month example, where if I were to give away $250 a month, every month on the first Monday of every month, between the hours of 9 and 10, I guarantee every one of you would want to show up and get that money. Well, I'm not giving that money away. So we talk about those 4 things, but you get the gist of that. So we're going to talk about the final 2 areas. Now, speaking of giving a few things away, that, you know, we've been doing this months after month, and I want to really put something tangible back into your hands. Something that you can study, read, touch, feel, something that goes really much in accordance to the strategies that I've used in my portfolios and in my planning with my clients. And that's a book that I've run across called Return on Principle. Return on Principle, written by David Scranton. The 7 core values to help you protect your money in good times and bad. I am giving this book away to the first five callers. Now, I'm going to give you our phone number real quick, and we're going to talk about those latter 2 strategies. 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. The last 2, talk about the 5th one, the importance of Social Security planning. Social Security planning. If you want to find out our workshop dates, give us a call, 800-611-1966. I do about two of these a month on Social Security planning. Now, you got to understand, why am I talking about this? Because the title of our show is The Retirement Income Doctor. It's all about income. Well, what's one of the biggest sources of income in retirement? Social Security. Do you know that if you take a Social Security check, you take a $2,000 a month Social Security check, you run that check out for 10 years, that's about 300 grand. You run it out for 30 years, it's about $1,000,001. Most people, unfortunately, don't even retire on that kind of money. So not planning for Social Security. And what do I talk about when I talk about planning here? Well, I'm talking about picking the right strategy. I have a software program. We use it with a lot of our clients in planning for income that actually will run an analysis on a person's Social Security. We put in your full retirement age amount of Social Security, your spouse's full retirement age Social Security, and it will run this analysis, which will tell you the number one primary, we call it the primary strategy. Well, this primary strategy, in many cases, is more than $100,000, $200,000 difference between it and the strategy that most people plan on taking. There's concepts out there called spousal benefits, where you can get half of the primary income workers' full Social Security if you're married. There's divorced spouse benefits. There's decedent spouse's benefits. All these different benefits that if you utilize these strategies right, I'll give you a little flavor of one. You take a husband and a wife, and the husband, let's say, is going to get $2,000 a month on his check. The wife, she's going to get $800. Well, did you know that if that spouse, that wife, she collects on a, and assuming they're both 66, a spousal benefit, she will get $1,000 a month, half of his amount. And here's the key. Her $800 a month still grows. What's it grow at? 8% a year. 8% a year until she's 70. She can then switch back to hers, which will be more than $1,000 a month. So utilization of these strategies is critical. I've done radio shows, 30 minutes just on Social Security. You can go back on our website and listen to those. Our website is www.retirementincomedoctor.com. You can go back and listen to those. I don't have time to go through all the strategies now. You can give our office a call and find out when our Social Security workshops are. We can more than happy to have you go through it. We spent an hour and a half talking about Social Security. It's very critical you pick the right strategy. So we've talked really so far about five strategies out of these six strategies. Reduction of risk, planning for income, not hoping for growth, bonds versus bond funds, not having too much money in the bank, and then the importance of Social Security planning. So I'm going to take a quick break here. We're going to be right back, but hang on there. We're going to come back and talk about the final strategy right after this. But if you're curious, if you have too much risk in your portfolio, if you've got too many bonds, funds instead of bonds, if you're planning on growth instead of income and you should be planning for income, give us a call. Or if you want to get this analysis run, definitely give us a call. We'll run that for you for free and email it to you. The analysis, the free analysis for Social Security. I'd be more than happy to do that. Give us a call toll-free, 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966.
If you are at or near retirement age, you'll soon have to pay taxes again on your IRAs and other tax-deferred savings accounts. Taxes on required minimum distributions can be a major financial burden unless you know how to protect yourself. Learn some simple strategies that could save you thousands. Sign up for a free educational workshop on required minimum distributions Tuesday, February 13th, 2 p.m. at the Gladstone Community Center. Learn what an RMD is, when to take it, how to calculate it, the taxation created by it, how it affects your taxes on Social Security, and the penalty for not taking your RMD on time in the right amount. It's a free educational workshop on required minimum distributions. Again, Tuesday, February 13th, 2 p.m. at the Gladstone Community Center. Reserve your seat today by calling 1-800-611-1966. That's 1-800-611-1966. Call today.
business owners, some of you have worked 20 and even 30 years to build your business. You're ready to sell your business and go into retirement, but you don't want to risk or lose any of your hard-earned money. How about 401k owners? Have you recently changed jobs and have a 401k account that you would like to roll over? If you have money you are counting on for retirement, break free from the stock market insanity with alternative investment strategies designed to protect and grow your hard-earned money. There is no retirement without income.
To schedule a free, no-obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966.
Have you missed any of today's program?
No problem.
You can now hear the Retirement Income Doctor online, anytime, 24/7 at retirementincomedoctor.org. That's retirementincomedoctor.org.
All right, we're back again. We're going to talk about the final strategy. Before the break, we talked about five key strategies. We're talking today about the six strategies for restructuring your portfolio for safety and income. We talked about reduction of risk, planning for income, not hoping for growth, bonds instead of bond funds, too much money in the bank, and then the importance of having the right Social Security strategy. Now, the final one is the importance of estate planning. You know, so many people spend so much time developing a portfolio, making all the right decisions, but don't have a good estate plan or don't have any estate plan. You know, we do workshops on this every month, a couple a month. You can, again, give us our office a call. We'll tell you when they are. But without the proper estate plan, you can see a portfolio be diminished quickly. Things can go into probate. You wouldn't believe the amount of people that I've talked to that have beneficiary listings and don't have contingent beneficiary listings. I tell everybody when I'm delivering tax returns, I tell them, check your accounts. Make sure you have contingent beneficiary listings on there. If you have a primary, your spouse, and you don't have contingents and you die, that sucker's going into probate. If you don't have a beneficiary deed or warranty deed on your house, it's going into probate. If you don't have a TOD on your bank account, it's going into probate. Now, how can you avoid these things? By setting up TODs, having the proper beneficiary listings, but really by having the proper estate plan. It's something that we have and do through our office. We have a staff attorney, has had 30 years of experience working in estate plans that we work through. This guy would be more than happy to sit down and talk to you 15, 20 minutes off the air about your estate plan, or if you don't have any, he'd be more than happy to talk to you about the importance of having one. No cost, no obligation. Give us a call. But having an estate plan and wrapping things up right at the end is very, very critical. So again, we've talked today about the six strategies for restructuring that portfolio for safety and income. We talked about six of them. Reduction of risk, the importance of income planning, not hoping for growth, bonds and not bond funds, too much money in the bank, how you can be losing money to inflation, the importance of Social Security planning. We talked about there. If you want to get the right strategy that works for you, give our office a call. We'll be more than happy to run these analysis for you that'll tell you the best strategy for you to claim. And then finally, the importance of estate planning. So I'm going to have to call it quits for this segment of the show. But again, as I was telling our listeners a little earlier, I'm feeling kind of generous today, and I really want to put something back into our listeners' hands, something that you can get value out of. So today, I'm actually giving away a free book. For the first five callers that call in, I can't give endless amounts of free books out, but for the first five callers that call in, there is a book, and you can go on Amazon.com and get it. It's a book basically by the title of Return on Principal, written by a guy named David Scranton. Seven core values to help you protect your money in good times and bad. If you give us a call, toll free, 800-611-1966, we're giving this book away to the first five callers. Again, I appreciate our loyal listeners. I appreciate you listening week after week. So I'll be right back.
Our philosophy at Mid-American Tax Advisory Group is that we are the coach who assists you in identifying and working towards reaching your financial goals. Our seven-step educational process helps you identify your objectives and develop the strategies and tactics that will allow you to work towards your goals. And here it is. 1. Identify lifetime objectives and strategies. 2. Understand all of your options. 3. Determine your risk profile. 4. Build your allocation model. 5. Optimize your investment allocations. 6. Identify tax reduction and catastrophic protection strategies. 7. Schedule regular periodic reviews. To schedule a free, no-obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966. More with the Retirement Income Doctor is next.
Have you recently changed jobs and now you have a 401k or other retirement account you don't want to risk in the market? You've worked too hard to leave your retirement to chance. Since you will probably start another retirement account at your new job, why not make sure nothing happens to your last one? Be confident of your plan. Don't leave anything to chance.
Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966.
The loss of a parent is difficult enough, but it can be made worse when grief is compounded by worry and confusion over the prospect of dealing with their financial affairs. That's why we've created a commissioned report, the Surviving Child Financial Checklist. A recent study from the National Center for Health Statistics suggests that over 30% of retired Americans need assistance in managing their finances and other legal affairs. And of that 30%, over half will make decisions or seek professional advice without their children present. With these startling statistics in mind, we've created a commissioned report, the Surviving Child Financial Checklist, and we're making it available exclusively to listeners of this radio program. For your free commissioned report, the Surviving Child Financial Checklist, call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966. Have you missed any of today's program?
No problem.
You can now hear the Retirement Income Doctor online, anytime, 24/7 at retirementincomedoctor.org. That's retirementincomedoctor.org.
Have you recently changed jobs and now you have a 401k or other retirement account you don't want to risk in the market? You have worked too hard to leave your retirement to chance. Since you will probably start another retirement account at your new job, why not make sure nothing happens to your last one? Be confident of your plan. Don't leave anything to chance.
To schedule a free, no-obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966.
So welcome back. This is Mark Falter, the Retirement Income Doctor. Now we're going to disclose the seven core values you need to have in order to be a good investor, or your advisor needs to have in order to be a good advisor if he's helping you out. The first core value is a sense of overprotection. What do I mean by that? Well, some of us are risk takers by nature. You have to ask yourself, what is the worst thing that can happen here if I take a financial risk? If you take $100 and you go to the casino and you lose it, well, you've lost $100. So maybe you have to eat at home an extra night and not go out to dinner. But when you're talking about your life savings, when you're talking about your investments that you spent 30, 40 years accumulating, when you're talking about all that, having a sense of overprotection is the most important quality. And this is really where you have to be honest with yourself as we look at all these seven core values. I mean, are you the person that's going to be overprotected and really conservative in whatever it is you do with investments? Or are you every once in a while going to throw caution to the wind? If you get that urge to throw caution to the wind, you're either going to have to resist that urge or have somebody that doesn't get that urge to handle your money. The second core value is detail orientation. If you're the type of person that looks at a mutual fund rating and says, hey, this is a 5-star fund, I'm going to buy it, you're going to make that decision without going into all the details that make up that 5-star rating, then you have to question whether or not you have what it takes to manage these assets. I mean, are you the person that's going to look at all the NADA books, as we spoke earlier, to look where the best value is? Or are you the person that's just going to run with it and make a gut decision and buy a car? If you're the type of person that's going to do the latter, I would question whether or not you have enough detail orientation to have what it takes to manage this money. Because now we're not talking about buying a car here. We're talking about your entire retirement assets. The money that you've worked 30 years, 40 years for. For instance, a lot of financial advisors learned this lesson the hard way in 2008 when they were buying bonds that all the credit rating agencies were saying were good. And now all of a sudden, all the companies that were A rated have now either went into default or failed. Think about it. Think about AIG. It was an A rated company. And now there was questions whether or not it was even going to survive. Because let's face it, detail orientation is necessary. Sometimes you got to look beyond the ratings. It kind of goes hand in hand with the next core value, the value called diligence. Are you the person that gets your work done before you play? If you're the type of person that's going to get your work done and take care of your investments before you go play, then good for you. But I know a lot of financial advisors, it's a sunny Friday and they're going to take off and play golf because it's such a wonderful day and not do what they set out to do for their clients. Diligence basically means make sure that your investment portfolio is aligned to do what it's supposed to do and do the research. Not just on those days you feel like it, but every day. That's diligence. If you have it, great. But if you don't, you need to interview an advisor and see if they've got what it takes to manage that money. The next core value is coachability. And you might think, what the heck does he mean by coachability? Are you set in your ways where you can't take advice from other people, or are you coachable? In the investment world, things change from time to time. It's important that you stay coachable. It's important that you're not so set in your ways that you won't take any information from anybody. It's also important that if you're a financial advisor, you're coachable. You don't just stick by the stock market textbook that says buy and hold always. You have to remain coachable. You sometimes have to take that model that you learned as an investment advisor back in the 80s and 90s that said stay fully invested and take a common sense departure from that quote unquote textbook. Those that were coachable made some changes in the early 2000s to protect their clients. Those advisors that weren't coachable let their clients take a financial shellacking during the two dips in 2002 and 2007. The fifth trait is kind of the opposite of coachability. It's called leadership. What do I mean by leadership? Are you the type of person that wants to follow the crowd, or are you the type of person that wants to stray away from the crowd and do what you really know you should do? In other words, are you willing to take the road less traveled? Or if you're the only one on that road, you feel just kind of uncomfortable. I mean, it's not a bad thing, but let's face it, 80% of the population are followers, not leaders. And if they're needing to blaze a trail, they're kind of unwilling to do that if they're the only person on that trail. And unfortunately, many of the advisors are the same way. Think about it. If you're back in 1999 and everybody else is buying stocks, did you have what it took to make a different decision? Did your advisor have what it took to make a different decision? In 2009, did you have what it took, or did your advisor have what it took to say, you know what, everybody else is out, it's 57% down, I'm getting back in. I'm going to buy it when it's on sale. And that, folks, is what I mean by leadership. I mean, coachability and leadership kind of go hand in hand. You got to have that internal sense to be coachable, but sometimes you need to take a different trail, a trail less trodden, to make those hard financial decisions when everybody else is going the opposite direction. 6, honesty. Honesty covers the other 5. Going back, core value number 1, overprotection. Core value number 2, detail orientation. 3, diligence. 4, coachability. 5, leadership. Number 6, honesty. Honesty, the ability to self-analyze and see if you have what it takes to basically manage the money and have these other internal qualities. I mean, I can't tell you the times I've seen people who bought a stock, the stock has dropped in value, and they don't want to sell it because they don't want to be honest with themselves that they made a bad decision. So they hang on to it, hoping that it'll come back. How many times have I heard people say, when this stock comes back, I'll sell, or when the market comes back, I'll sell? In 2008, there was a lot of people that were down 20% on their money. They started saying, I can't sell now. When it comes back, I'll sell. Why? Because they didn't want to admit a mistake that they should have sold a few months earlier. So what happened? If they were down 20%, the market dropped another 37% for a total of 57%. That's being brutally honest with yourself. Being able to say, mea culpa, I'm going down a different path. And last but not least, number 7 is fearlessness. Fearlessness goes along with the other 6. You can afford to be fearless with your money when you've done the other things, especially overprotection. So if you've overprotected your money, now you can be fearless in designing your retirement. If you're detail-oriented, now you have permission to be fearless. You know you've got the diligence to do your work before you goof off, and you're going to do your work to monitor your portfolio. Now you're going to be fearless in designing your retirement because you're overprotected, you're detail-oriented, you're diligent, and you're coachable and you have leadership. You're flexible enough to be a little coachable, not so set in your ways that you're not, but you also have the leadership ability to take the road less traveled when it's needed. Fearlessness means you're able to design your own retirement and to live your life. Now, if you're in the stock market, you can't really be fearless because you're always wondering, is that next drop coming? Do I have to pull back? Maybe I can't afford to support that second home. Maybe I can't afford to take that family vacation. But if you've done those other 6 things and you have those core values, then and only then can you afford to be fearless. Because you've invested for income, you've invested for consistent income coming in, so now you don't have to worry about what the stock market does. You know you're protected. Your income is coming in all the time. You're in things that pay a fixed dividend, a fixed income, a fixed cash flow, and you can live the retirement that you've always dreamed of. Now you can go out and dream bigger dreams because you've followed the other 6 core values. So if you're kind of in doubt whether or not you have those 7 core values, or you're really questioning whether or not your advisor has those 7 core values, give us a call, the Retirement Income Doctor. I'm more than happy to take 10 or 15 minutes and tell you. And I can take a few minutes and give you some questions to decide whether or not you have these 7 core values, or more importantly, to decide whether or not your advisor has these core values. Our number is 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. Or check us out at www.retirementincomedoctor.com. Well, I'm feeling kind of generous today, and I really want to add value to those that listen to our show. And now when I say I'm feeling kind of generous, you know, I've come across a book that talks about the very principles that I talk about week in and week out. So it's not just myself talking about this. It's a book titled Return on Principle, written by David Scranton. This book covers the 7 core values to help protect your money in good times and bad. Now, for the first 5 callers that call in, I'd be more than happy to put one in your hands. This is a $25 value. I'll give it to you for free. No strings attached.
Again, give us a call, 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. Thanks again for listening. We're going to have to sign off for today, but hasta la vista, and we will talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Retirement Income Doctor with Mark Falter. For more information about today's program or to speak with Mark, call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966. The Retirement Income Doctor, Mark Falter, will be back again next week at this same time.
The preceding program was sponsored by Mid-America Tax Advisory.